Hi, friends, fans, and family of History from the Back Pages. We have a very exciting special edition of the podcast here for you this week. For fun, I'm a fan of the genre. Lately, of course, I've been doing a lot of horror movie reviews lately, and I'm very excited to announce a Bigfoot special edition two-part episode. So I watched two Bigfoot movies in the genre. I tried to find two that were a lot different, because some of them can tend to be the same. For example, there's a couple, they go into the woods, get lost, they're hunted, stalked by Bigfoot. They try to escape before he kills one of them. There's hunters involved usually. That's a classic Bigfoot related movie. Then there's the other Bigfoot type movies where they're more, not really Bigfoot, even though, or Sasquatch, even though announced as that in the description. It's more, he's like a mindless killer who kills people for fun. And there's explosions. There's that type of Bigfoot film. So I found two that were a bit different and watched them both. The two Bigfoot movies that I watched, this part will be the first one, and then the second part will be the second one. One of them I enjoyed, the other one, not so much. So first I'll review the one I did not enjoy, and the second part will be one that I did enjoy. So at least it can end on a more positive note. So the first film that I will discuss is called Primal Rage, Bigfoot Sasquatch film. That is what's discussed in the description. I watched it on Peacock. Both films I watched on Peacock streaming. They can be found there if you're interested. Primal Rage, I don't know why you'd be interested, but just it's on there if you're desperate. You must watch lots of Bigfoot movies. You're a Bigfoot fan completionist. You have to watch all of them. Then it's on there if you're interested. So Primal Rage came out in 2018. It stars Casey Girardi, Andrew Joseph Montgomery, and Phil Castos. Primal Rage is not really a Bigfoot film. I think it's misleading in the description. It's full of tropes. Classic plot has been done 1 billion times. There's a couple. They're in the Northwest, where Bigfoot usually is, in Washington State. They get lost, stranded, they're middle of nowhere. There's jerky hunters, hillbilly hunters who are evil. And suddenly Bigfoot shows up. But it's not Bigfoot. This is more like the movies where the director or writer saw Predator from the 1980s, which is a classic film, fantastic film, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers. And he said, let's recreate that with phony Bigfoot type monsters. But we can't say it's like a Predator alien. We have to say that it's more like a ripoff of the myth of Bigfoot, but ripoff also of the Predator monster from the original movie. And then a ripoff of the horrible movie that I reviewed that had like a Predator ripoff. So lots of ripoffs and cloning. So in this movie, the main plot, very stereotypical. There's a man named Max Carr, his girlfriend, or wife, or fiance, I don't really remember. I don't know if they say, I think it's his wife, named Ashley. He was an ex-con. He did a lot of crimes. He got released from prison. They're in the car driving. Suddenly, the car crashes. And they're stranded in the middle of nowhere off the highway. And they have to figure out where to go because he's a criminal. They believe that they hit someone, ran him over. But since he had a rap sheet, they don't call the cops because they're worried that he'll be rearrested for this crime and never get out of prison ever again. They remembered that there was a bunch of hillbilly hunters who were really jerky and rude and mean and overall not pleasant. So they try to find them in the woods because they know they're going on a hunting trip. So they try to find these hunters and use their radio or their cell phone or their CV so they can call for help and then be rescued from the middle of nowhere woods. When they finally find the hunters, then they meet this predator slash Bigfoot slash weird looking monster creature. And the movie tries to spin it up to be a different type of being. They try to say that it's like a Native American folklore beast called like the Oma. Not Oma, like German for grandma, but like Oma is what it's called. And the movie frankly should have stayed away from the Native American folklore because the writers clearly didn't know what they were doing. They should have done like the Wendigo beast instead, because that's more accessible online. But they tried to make it this Oma and it failed. They didn't really set it up to be that interesting of a mythical monster. They had these boring characters who did a lot of exposition on this is the beast's history, this is the beast's beliefs, and I don't really care. They had this sheriff who they tried to intertwine his plot with the ex-con who I didn't care about. And the sheriff was semi-interesting, but frankly they should have just made it like a 5 minute episode instead. Like, this maybe would have been semi-interesting on some show that they just included it as one of the mysteries of the week, not a full-length 45 minute movie. It felt like more like 2.5 hours, to be honest. The movie didn't really know what they were doing. The writers didn't. They were trying to intertwine all these plots with the Oma, this beast, with the ex-con, the hunters, and then the sheriff. They should have just focused on this Oma beast, made the sheriff, frankly, he could have been the one hunting it. They could have got rid of the ex-con and the hunters at all. This removed him, I wouldn't have cared. They could have had the sheriff go hunting for the beast. They could have had people killed and slaughtered by this beast, and then the sheriff's tasked with going hunting to find and kill this beast. And they could have sprinkled in a bit of maybe folklore, and then he could go investigating. They could have got rid of ex-con because I didn't really care about him or his wife whatsoever. So as you can guess, in this stereotype movie, this beast goes on a violent rampage. And I won't say it's Bigfoot because this beast used knives, axes, bows, guns. So he used lots of different weapons, whereas the traditional Bigfoot has brute strength, muscle. This one has had used lots of weapons. That's why I say it's more of a predator clone, not a Sasquatch. Goes on a rampage, and that's really it. So the positives of the movie, they're very few. The main positives is I liked the makeup and the brutally gory kills that they did in the movie. As you can guess, the jerky hunters that they introduced early in the movie were mainly the people who would be killed in this movie. So Bigfoot killed them in a variety of different ways. Ripping off and eating their head, cutting off their head, shooting them with a bow and arrow through the neck, stomping on their face, ripping them in two. They did a good job with the gore, because it wasn't CG gore, it was mainly just regular gore with like makeup, special effects, mainly makeup. That was okay. And I didn't care about any of those hunters. So the kills by this monster were decent and at least different. And then they intertwine with this hideous witch who like going on an expedition trip about this beast's lore, and I didn't care. And then we get to the end. The girlfriend slash wife, I think it was wife, was kidnapped, of course, damsel in distress. So the ex-con has to rescue her before it's too late. He does rescue her. She's saved from this hideous monster. And then the end of the movie, there's a twist that they fought, I was gonna start crying over, get really emotional, be like, I'm so devastated by this twist. But frankly, I didn't care at all. If anything, I was happy because I didn't care about that character whatsoever. So Primal Rage, full of tropes, really slow burn. Only positives were the kills of the hunters by this monster. And then they have another twist yet again at the end of the movie, trying to split off a sequel or a TV series, which I hope it was not accomplished because it doesn't deserve that or garner that whatsoever. So Primal Rage, I would say second-rate film. I don't think it's horrible enough to be abysmal. It's close, but I'd say second-rate horror movie. There's too many tropes and uninteresting characters. Just the kills of the hunter is the only thing that got it above abysmal. So thank you for listening to this review of Primal Rage. Don't watch it. I don't recommend it. Now stay tuned for the second part, which will be on Big Legend, another Bigfoot film for this special edition. Thank you.